I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military is pushing for a draconian cybersecurity law to keep citizens in the dark. 2 weeks ago, a coup d'etat sparked widespread protests that continue today. Signs increasingly point to a larger military crackdown in the days to come. Joe Handley of Asian Access says,
two things have increased the concern. One is they're kidnapping people that they suspect are communicating with the West. The second thing that's very troubling is the military has released tons and tons of prisoners within society. The people I'm talking to are very concerned that it will just increase the likelihood of more criminal behavior on the streets.
Pray for national church leaders as they shine the hope of Christ during this perilous season. And at the beginning of the pandemic, E3 Partners had to reevaluate its strategy for mission trips. So they connected groups in the U.S. with Christians in other countries via digital technology. Now, with some travel available, Joshua Spinks says the ministry is mixing things up.
We have a short-term team who is actually able to go and participate on the ground in a foreign country, but at the same time, we partner with them, we marry with them a virtual team that's back here in the States that's just serving as prayer support, serving as an advocate, serving as someone who can just relay the story back to their churches and wherever they're plugged in.
E3 calls this approach one team, two locations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.